It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're listening to American Medicine Today, presented by the Benatti Spine Institute. Featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Benatti spine procedures, Alfred Benatti, MD. Once again, your host, Kimberly Bermel Benatti, and co-host, Ethan Uecker.
Thank you so much for continuing to listen to American Medicine Today. I am Kimberly Benatti, alongside Ethan Uecker. 10 years we've been talking to patients who have undergone hardware fusion surgeries or a plethora of just highly invasive surgeries where you're basically just exchanging one pain for another. That is not the case with the exclusive and patented Benatti spine procedures. Now, it is one thing for me to talk about it, but it's another when you hear directly from the patient themselves.
It's today's Back to Life segment, a story of recovery. We will talk to a patient of the Benatti Spine Institute who went from living a life restricted by pain and discomfort through their journey of finding the Benatti Spine Institute and now living pain-free.
It is my pleasure to introduce to the program retired Corporal Clarence Rogers, Jr. Thank you for being on the show.
No problem. How's it going, everybody?
Good. So thank you for your service to our country.
Not a problem. It's my pleasure to serve.
And speaking of serving, why don't you tell us how you came to be in pain?
Well, it's basically a story of wear and tear, a lot of training, built up exertion on my back and spine. I wound up hurting myself during a training exercise when I was stationed in Tampa. And I didn't realize the severity of the injury until I wound up losing motion on the right side of my leg.
Wow.
And basically the nerves were pretty damaged, and my instructor, Mr. Amir, he guided me to the right person to look at my back and look at my situation and see how they could fix it.
Okay.
And Dr. Bernardi wound up doing the surgery and bringing me back to life.
Okay, well, that's good, but we're going to backtrack just a little bit. So you are very active. You were training, doing martial arts, in addition to your military requirements. Yeah. Now, when you had this pain, how long were you suffering in that way, and what steps did you take to try to rehabilitate yourself, to become out of pain?
Well, at first, I say my trying to rehabilitate from the injury, because like I said, it was basically all wear and tear from just years of training and deployment.
Yes.
And, you know, just military life in general.
Mm-hmm.
And my rehabilitation was going to MMA and going to Mr. Amir, because he was showing me different ways to stretch and get my body real limber and try to help me to naturally fix the issue.
Okay.
With I had herniations in my back.
Ooh.
So I figured maybe with the techniques from working out with Mr. Amir that I could hopefully bounce back naturally. But
sure.
That wasn't the case. So
right.
I told Mr. Amir what the problem was. He outsourced me to Dr. Bernardi, and he was telling me how great of a surgeon he was, that he was also a student of Mr. Amir as well. And he was a good person to go to. So I took Mr. Amir's advice. I went to Dr. Bernardi's office. I got a chance to build with him personally and his team. And everybody there was extremely nice. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Bernardi took an MRI and basically laid out everything that was wrong with my back. He seen the issue before the VA hospital could see it.
Wow.
And he seen the severity of the injury, and he knew to take care of it right then and there, because there was no telling how long I sat with the injury, how bad it can get in the future.
Okay.
And I'm so glad I wanted to take their advice
Aww.
And getting the surgery done.
Well, it was great that you were able to place your trust in Dr. Banati and his procedures that are offered only at the Banati Spine Institute. So why don't you explain kind of what that process was like for you and when you started to notice a relief of the pain that had brought you in, because they treat things incrementally. Normally, they go for the most excruciating pain first, and then they kind of work backwards to pains that you didn't even know you had. They'll show up on the MRI, but you didn't feel them because the first one was such a massive pain, it muted the rest. Why don't you explain what recovery was like?
Recovery was phenomenal for me personally because of how quick it was. I was expecting to be out of commission for at least a few months, maybe a year, trying to bounce back and trying to get back in the groove of training and being able to move. But my recovery process was less than 2 weeks. I was back in the gym training again.
Wow.
So I went from borderline no mobility in the right side of my leg, excruciating pain in the lower lumbar, to zero pain in my back, to full mobility and range of motion, and being able to go back in the gym to re-strengthen myself.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you were a fighter, if I remember correctly, from your initial visit. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wow. So, and we all know the type of strength and mobility, like you said, that it takes to do those things.
Now, Clarence, let me jump in real quick. Kimberly almost always handles these entirely, but I train a little bit of jiu-jitsu on the side. So I'm interested to know, you did amateur fights or any pro fights?
I was working to fight for Battle of Tampa Bay doing amateur fights.
Cool.
And things didn't work out at the time, but I've always been training on my off time and I'm focused on some music and things.
That's cool. So once you were able to get the procedure done by Dr. Banati, as Kimberly said, MMA and really any sort of martial arts training is very intensive on your body.
Yes, very.
How are you? How are you doing now? Like, I know you already said it, in 2 weeks you were back in the gym. Any residual effects, anything like that, or right back, if not 100 times better than you were before?
Definitely feeling 100% better than I was walking into Dr. Banati's office.
Excellent.
I could definitely say that 100% without a shadow of a doubt, 100% better.
Aww.
Dr. Banati was probably just intimidated. He's like, I've got to fix this guy or he's going to rear naked choke me, perhaps armbar me, something like that, right?
Oh, no. I know he trains, too.
That's true. He does.
And we're trained by one of the greatest, so.
That's right.
And you're so funny. When I have to say, if you see someone that is walking around with that type of debilitating pain that you had before you sat out Banati, would you feel comfortable in guiding them to come seek treatment at the Banati Spine Institute?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. No issue. At the end of the day, when you walk in the doors of Dr. Banati's office, it's not like you're walking into a regular doctor's office, first off.
Okay.
You're walking into a family, like, they make you feel welcomed. And then once you meet Dr. Banati, he lays down everything right there for you. So that way you understand and he gives it to you so you know what to do in the future for yourself.
Aww.
He gives you the best guidance, the best information. It's not like he pressures you into getting any work done. He just gives you guidance and advises you.
All right. And when you left the Banati Spine Institute for your recovery, were you forced to wear any sort of brace?
No, I wasn't forced to wear anything.
Fantastic.
I wore like a back. It's like a strap that you wrap around your back just to keep your position straight.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously you're going to be a little weak coming out of surgery. You'll be a little weak. So you need the support. And that's basically what it was. It gave me some back support.
Sure.
And told me just to wear it as I see fit.
Fantastic, because once you're out from those Bonatti spine procedures, you should be able to quickly get back to your normal activities. Thank you so much for sharing your story of recovery with us. Retired Corporal Clarence Roger Jr., thank you for being on the program. Continued health and healing.
Thanks, Clarence.
Thank you for having me, you guys. I appreciate it.
Certainly. Right. Take great care.
Bye-bye.
Make sure you stay tuned. Coming up after the break, you'll hear what's new in American medicine today.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.